Well, Maddie, I'm sitting here all alone. It's nighttime, the kitties are in bed again, and it's my time to be with my daddy. Right now I'm looking at pictures I have of you, some that Bob sent, and the one with the snake and your medal. I have it hanging on my dresser. I'm not too proud of it, it just hangs here all the time, that's all. And the little article of you that was in the paper. And, I just get so lonesome, Daddy. But, like you say, just a couple more months, and if we live through 10, I guess we can get through the last two all right. I'll be getting real busy here pretty soon, what with Christmas coming. And the kids, they're all excited about it, so that'll help pass my time. Tomorrow, I am going over to Sandy's at 9:30 for about an hour, hour and a half. And it's Vietnam Widow's Day. There's Sandy and I and Marcy Fossum, whose husband you met on your trip. And there's another girl that lives up by Sandy who is also has a husband in Vietnam. Now, I forgot her name. I think it was Gregerson. I'm not sure. He's a major. And Bob ran into him over there somewhere, but I don't remember what her name is. I'll meet her again tomorrow. So we're all going to have coffee and visit and talk about Vietnam and all the goodies and everything that our husbands are doing, I suppose. Not that they're doing, but how they're getting along and when they'll be home and the same stuff over again. We have a lot in common, even though we started out to be complete strangers. Marcy is a real nice girl, very pleasant. She has two little children. Although I think I've told you all this before, her husband wrote her a letter and she called me. He said that he had met you on the trip and he thought you were a real nice chap. And he had some real nice things to say. So, it is a small world, I'll tell you. When you ran into him over there, we ran into her over here and didn't know each other before. My check came today. So tomorrow in the afternoon, Sandy and I are going to go to the commissary and stock up our cupboards and get all the stuff we need from the PX. I'm about out of everything again. I need shampoo and toothpaste and makeup and I don't know what all. I wish I didn't have to get it this month since it's getting close to Christmas. I'd like to put that towards Christmas gifts, but this is stuff I haven't bought since you were gone, and now I'm out of everything, so I have to buy it. I will be putting Grace in her dancing school tomorrow, so I guess I'll either go right away or else after she's in school. I'm not sure when I'll go right now. Oh, another thing Bob's gonna do is try and take his tape recorder with him in his plane and let Sandy hear what it's like to hear from the airport and the towers and the other planes and kind of hear what he's doing and going through during the day. I thought that was a real good idea. I don't know if it'll turn out. I don't know when he's going to do it, but I'd like to hear more, Daddy, of what you're doing over there. I like to hear your voice, and I'm happy with you just talking about anything. But I really don't know what your day consists of. One letter you did devote to a normal day that you wrote to me. But I'd like to hear more about what you're doing, Daddy. I'm real happy that finally things are slacked down. And you do get a little rest. You must need it. I know that sleep has always been one of your favorite sports. And if you're not getting enough, you're probably a little grouchy. I'm glad in a way I'm not there, because then I don't get the brunt of your grouchiness. But I want you to be happy, Daddy. And to be happy, you have to be rested. So I am tickled that you don't have to worry about having to go all the time, any time. This way you at least
get a break, and I hope you relax and enjoy it. Do you need any more books or any more paints or anything from here, or are you about finished? Can you come back? Well, Daddy, it's real late now. I'm real tired. And my mind is a blank. I know you think it always is, but it really is. So since I am tired and I'm not thinking so good, I'd better turn off the tape recorder until tomorrow, Daddy. If anything exciting happens, I can record it. These tapes really are exciting. My life is such a gay whirl. But I think I'd better call it quits for tonight, Daddy. As usual, you're the last thing on my mind. At night, and the first thing on my mind in the morning. Doesn't that sound familiar, though? But you really are, Daddy. I'm so terribly lonesome for you. But at night, at least you are close to me in my dreams. I talk to you tomorrow, Daddy. That last noise you heard was my kiss to you. Good morning, Daddy. I received the mail today, and I got your note. Sending the latest auto policy. Last year, our premiums for the year from October 63 to October 64, total premium $175.60. This year, from October 30th, 64 to October 30th, 65, the total premium $127. So this year it's about $50 cheaper than it was last year. Now, is this all the information you wanted to know? All you asked me for, what the policy cost last year? I will keep this, new policy. And where I kept the old ones, and if you need any more information, you just write and let me know, Daddy. Daddy, Kelly wants to say a few words to you.
Go ahead. What?
Say whatever you want.
Old cat, I love you, Daddy. My meat cooking. And
she's cooking the chicken. She's cooking the chicken bone in the oven, okay?
Yeah. And now can I sing this?
You want to sing a song, go ahead.
Tomato.